Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Back. All right, big shout out to Noral Toyota, key sponsors. You just saw their ad. We appreciate Fad, Nimmer, Keith, all the boys and girls down there for helping us keep the lights on and all their support. So thank you very much. Now on with the show. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yes, my name is Regan Marshall, and I am the Member Engagement Specialist with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, very nice. So we have chatted before, so you're not a complete stranger to me.
That's correct.
So I kind of know some of the answers that I'm going to ask. So we're just doing this for the people at home.
But absolutely.
I like to start off with people like yourself who aren't from Fort McMurray. Where did you come from and why did you come here?
So I'm originally from New Brunswick, and in the fall of 2012 I decided to take the plunge and move out to Fort McMurray and give it a try with strong encouragement from my mother and my sister.
Right.
And here I am almost 10 years later.
Yeah.
Alberta's my home now.
Now
it's given me a lot of opportunities.
There you go. And now you are different from a lot of people in regards to most people that come to Fort McMurray do it for oil and gas.
That's correct.
Now you came up with a different industry. Which industry did you come up with?
I did. So I transferred here in the grocery retail industry. I worked for Loblaw and was just given so much great opportunity after moving here that I ended up, staying in the industry for another 10 years before I moved on to the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. Now that's really cool. And that's why I want to talk about that a little bit, because I think a lot of people get kind of blinders on when they think about Fort McMurray. It's just like, you have to come up for this oil and gas industry, and this is like, that's the end all be all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some other great opportunities in Fort McMurray that have nothing to do with the oil and gas industry. And they support, obviously, the people who work out there.
Yep.
But you can come up here to do like what you did or other things, and the Chamber helps with that as well.
Yeah, I had every intention of finding a job in the oil and gas industry after I moved here,
right.
But quickly discovered that regardless of whether you're in the oil and gas industry, that the profit and that opportunity trickles into the city of Fort McMurray itself. So was lucky enough that I was able to maintain my 40-hour work weeks have really good work-life balance. And, I don't intend to go to site as long as I can help it.
That's right. That's right.
So there's still lots of opportunity in the city itself.
Yeah. Well, now that Fort McMurray grows, like over the years, I should say, I've noticed after talking to people, there's an overwhelming amount of individuals that live in this community that have never actually seen site, which wasn't the case back in the day. Like at some point in time, you were like, even myself, like I took summer jobs out there. Yeah. Like you went out to site, or back in the day, even cooler yet, Syncrude and Suncor, you used to have bring your kids to day. Or bring your kids to work day.
Yeah.
Or like for the weekend, it would just be like kids running, not amok because it's a plant site, but like there was a bunch of kids on site and now they're just like, no. It's...
I think they still do tours.
Maybe.
I think one of either Syncrude or Suncor still do tours.
Yes, they do, but not like back in the day.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, literally.
You used to just show up with your dad.
That's right.
Like you just get in the truck and your dad would drive you to site like he was going to work. You go at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
You go to work and he would just like work his day and you'd follow him.
Yeah. The tours take you through like certain areas that they want you to go through.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was just like, no, you're going to site. You have a site access pass, basically. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It was nuts.
The closest I've gotten to site is seeing it from the highway.
Yeah. It's incredible. And if you ever have a chance, anybody who's never been out there, I strongly recommend going to check it out because it is amazing. Now, it's not for everybody for work purposes.
Yeah. Yep.
But to see it, like, what's nuts about it is, like, you've all heard and you've seen pictures of, like, those huge trucks, like the 797s and whatever. And when you see that in real life, you're like, this is crazy. This thing is bigger than a house. But what is, like, really nuts about that is, like, the site is built to scale for that vehicle. So at a certain point in time, that vehicle doesn't actually seem that big because everything around it is built.
Is on that scale.
Or that. So you're just like, huh. And then you just get accustomed to seeing it. And you're just like, this is weird. I should not be accustomed to seeing a house driving around or, like, driving, like, relatively close to me as a human being.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. To see the actual mining operations, I would be really interested to actually see how the operation works.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating.
I can imagine.
So now after you had your career with Loblaws, you now have transitioned with the Chamber of Commerce.
I did.
So what is, for people who don't know, and for myself in particular, like that's why we met before, I was like, I needed a refresh on who the Chamber was, what they're doing, what are the programs. So can you tell us a little bit about the Chamber of Commerce? Just a little bit. Only 20 minutes, and so, I burnt like 7 of them already.
So the Chamber, all chambers across Canada are not-for-profit organizations, and I start with that just because it's a misconception. So the Chamber of Commerce works primarily for its membership. So it's a membership-based organization, and we support our member businesses by means of advocacy, information, networking.
Right.
So if you're looking to connect to your business to other businesses, you know, network for your business, get out there in the community, support other member businesses, the Chamber is the place to go.
Right. Now, if you're a member, if you're not a member, you can still participate in Chamber events. So how does that work?
Absolutely. So membership would obviously give you perks for discounts for luncheon tickets, discounts for trade show booths, things like that.
Right.
But if you're not interested in being a member of the Chamber, you can still follow us on social media and get, you know, stay up to date on all the information of what's going on in the region.
Right.
But being a member, you know, you just get better connected with the business community.
That's right. And you can, like you said, you can still go to like the luncheons and the events. It's just, it costs a different amount of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you take advantage of any of our value added programs,
right.
You know, take part in a couple of our member or luncheons.
Yeah.
Your membership basically pays for itself.
Pays for itself. Yeah. It's very cool. Yeah. And I feel like the Chamber has been around for a long time, and I think people obviously know about it. It's kind of a staple of Fort McMurray. But for a while there, and of nobody's fault, I think the messaging just wasn't there for a lot of people in regards to, like, hey, what is that value? So I'm glad that you're on the show and that actually, like, you guys have a new kind of guard that has come in over the last, like, year and a half, 2 years. Really been doing a great job of getting your guys' name out there and, like, publicizing the benefits of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, our executive director, Diana, has, you know, worked her butt off over the last year and a half to really turn the Chamber around, rebrand, you know, focus on getting that information out there because, like you said, it was, you know, less pertinent in you know, more recent times. So just happy to be part of an organization that's so passionate about helping the business community. It's an amazing experience.
It really is. You guys are doing a good job. I noticed it. Like, I spend a lot of time online myself. And so I noticed over the last, like, year and a bit, I'm just like, oh, I'm seeing more things. I'm getting more information.
Yeah.
There's been a lot more, like, engagement online, which, especially now because of COVID, you couldn't really go out that much. So it was harder to network. So having an online presence made a big deal.
Big focus on getting, you know, more consistent with our messaging, figuring out what's important to our member businesses and making sure that they're informed on, you know, all of the things available to them to support their businesses. You know, COVID was a tough time, but the Chamber actually managed to recover through it.
That's awesome.
With the access, you know, to the digital age and the access to the information, as much as it was, you know, it's so much more beneficial for face-to-face interaction with business. You know, we really focused on making sure that the information we were providing to businesses was pertinent to the struggles and the challenges that they're experiencing over the last 2 years.
Right. Now listen, we're at the part of the show called the Max City Minute.
Okay.
This segment is Tanner's. He's going to ask you 5 questions.
Okay.
I don't know what he is going to ask you. Okay. However, this segment is brought to you by McMurray Denture Center. So you got beautiful teeth, but hey, we don't know what's going to happen as life goes on. So if you're out there and you don't have beautiful teeth or you're missing some, McMurray Denture Center can hook you up with some pearly whites that aren't your own. So Thank you, McMurray Denture Center, for sponsoring this segment. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What was the biggest shock you had when you first moved to Fort McMurray?
Oh, probably the weather. I moved in the fall, so getting into the winter months, my first winter here was probably the toughest one. Not used to the minus 40s.
Right.
Not used to the minus 40s.
Okay.
And maybe that it's more than oil and gas. I was like, this is an actual community where people, you know, raise their families here. So that was also, I really had no idea what to expect when I moved.
There you go.
Question number two. What is one behind-the-scenes grocery store fact that would shock people?
The amount of inventory in their back rooms.
Facts.
Do you carry this? I don't see it on the shelf. Well, I'm going to go to my back room and stand there for 30 seconds and come out and tell you I can't. Yeah.
We've all done that.
Yeah.
Question number three. What is your favorite part of being involved with Fort McMurray's small businesses?
Favorite part, wow, there's so many amazing parts of supporting your local business community, but it's providing them with the information. I'm really focused on telling our membership that I'm their resource. You know, use me as a resource. You pay a membership for a reason. I'm your direct liaison between membership and the chamber and things going on. So I'm a wealth of information. I know a lot of, you know, grant funding opportunities. So it's being that resource and priding myself on providing our member businesses with information that can contribute to the success of their business.
Question number four. What do you think is the most underrated grocery store snack?
Oh my goodness. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't even know where to start.
too many options.
Yeah, we... Good question. Well, my previous employer, we used to make fresh cut fruit and this amazing dip that was made from Cool Whip and Jell-O and yogurt.
Okay.
And it was amazing.
There you go.
That was my go-to snack in the morning.
And your final question. What is one event you're most excited about the chamber being a part of?
I'm really excited for our trade shows. So we took, when Economic Development and Tourism restructured their organization, the Chamber was fortunate enough to have the trade shows offered to them to continue to facilitate throughout the years. And the trade show coming up on April 29th until May 1st will be the first trade show that the Chamber has hosted with no restrictions.
Oh, cool.
So we're really, really excited. We've got a ton of local business in attendance. We have an artisans market that was introduced as part of the trade show for the first time this year. So it's going to feature companies that do handmade products.
Oh, neat.
So that's, yeah, I'm super, super excited for the trade shows.
There you go.
And those have been your five questions.
Those back warehouses are huge. Like, yeah. I used to work at Superstore.
Yeah.
Superstore when I was in high school. Downtown one.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when the first day I went into the back for the first time, I was just like,
you get lost.
What the heck? But when people are just like, hey, just go check in the back, you're just like,
okay,
listen, bro.
And I did, you know, I would do my best, but my goodness. And when your inventory counts are wrong,
that's right. That's right.
That's part of the issue. But those back rooms are massive.
Massive. Massive. It's fun though. I had a great time. I worked in the leisure department, so toys.
That's where I started. I moved up here,
it's the best. It's like super chill in regards to the other departments.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt bad for the individuals who worked at the tills, because like they were like all day just doing stuff
nonstop,
and they had to remember all of the codes. I'm like, how the heck?
Those get ingrained into your brain, though.
Oh, yeah.
I still remember basically every part.
Do you?
Because I started as a cashier.
Oh, okay.
20 years ago, and still remember all those numbers.
Wow.
I don't think they'll ever leave my brain.
No. And I felt bad for all the guys who, because it was all guys when I worked there. It was all guys who worked in the produce department.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord. Like, they had to work.
And the cases of what they're putting out.
That's right.
It was very, it's physical.
It's physical and labor intensive. Yeah. And I'd just be there facing toys and like shining like the little plaques.
For all the games.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like, it looks pretty, right? It looks pretty. They're like, Elliot, yeah, we hate you. You're the worst. Come lift some boxes with us. Like, no.
I'm in the leisure.
I'm good. I'm in the leisure department. Like the whole word, the title explains my level of enthusiasm about like doing work right now.
Or ever in life.
Yeah. I'm about working smart, not hard.
Lazy is just another word for efficient.
That's right. And then one summer I did the night shift. Like when you'd come and do like the unboxing. That was the best. You just put your headphones in. Nobody bothered you. You're just like, and you're constantly busy in regards to, because that's the biggest part.
There's always something to do.
There's always something to do there, yeah.
We used to say, if you can lean, you can clean.
That's right. That's Tanner.
If you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Yeah, we were talking, we went to an antique market yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And so Tanner used to work in retail.
Yeah.
And that was something that he was always told.
Mm-hmm.
And this is obviously not a retail space, so
we lean often here without cleaning.
Yeah. We have a cleaner.
Yeah Shout out Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn is the best.
Hey, like you said, work smart, not hard.
That's right. So what about Fort McMurray really kept you here?
The opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, it was quite a transition for me. I was in my late 20s.
That's right.
And left a whole, you know, group of really tight friends, so I had a great social circle, so it was mm-hmm. tough to make that transition, and you know, making new friends in your late 20s was a challenge, mm-hmm. because at the time Fort McMurray was much more transient, so you met somebody, made good friends, and then they left.
That's right.
So a couple of years of struggle trying to find my place in the community.
Yeah.
And you know, deciding whether I was going to stay with the grocery retail industry.
Mm-hmm.
But managed to make those connections socially. I had a couple really good friends that moved up here, like I said, at the same time.
Yeah.
So they have been my rock for the last 10 years. And not to mention, I have my sister and her husband and my nephew here.
Yeah.
So it's home now. My family's here. I have a really good social circle. I'm in a position in my career where I really feel like I'm making a difference within the community.
Mm-hmm.
Feel more intertwined with the community now, with the chamber, and
no doubt,
even just in the short amount of time I've been with them for just over a year,
mm-hmm.
just so much more connected to the community. Sorry,
yeah,
and don't see myself going anywhere anytime soon.
That's awesome, especially with your nephew.
Yeah,
you're not going anywhere.
I don't think I could leave him.
No. Once you got little people around, you're game over.
Yeah.
That's why I keep you around, Elliot.
There you go. So listen, Tanner hit his watch, or pretend watch. So that means we're out of time.
Okay.
So that was 20 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it.
And thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. So I expect you to come back again and again and again.
I will, 100%.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug before they leave. So you have the mic, the lights, the camera. Have fun.
Who do I plug out?
Shameless shout out or plug, anybody you want. Anybody you want. Anybody, anything, it's all you.
I would just like to shout out the Chamber and invite anybody that's not familiar with what we do, how we support business in the region, to reach out to me.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do appreciate it. I hope you're having a great day. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor, as well as McMurray Denture Center for sponsoring the Mac City Minute. We do appreciate your support. I hope everybody's having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hey guys, Karam here with McMurray Denture Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in, we'll help you out.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.